So the general value is that there were quite a lot of malpractice cases, and to say that each year it keeps increasing, such that at a point when you thought, okay, you have say 30 cases, and before long you realize that additional cases are emerging, which makes it very difficult at any point in time to just even put a cap on it. But the important thing to say is that year by year, the issue of examination malpractice keeps increasing. But then to say that WAEC has also increased its alertness and its collaboration with security agencies to continue to be on the heels of these miscreants, as I call them. And it's bearing fruit in the sense that more and more people are getting arrested and also being prosecuted. The courts are collaborating with us better and better. And last year we held a seminar for judges, circuit court judges and magistrates, and we brought up our challenges. They also communicated to us some of the things we should pay attention to make prosecutions smoother. So generally, I'll say that yes, WAEC is carrying out its mandate.
Can you put a figure to the number of people that have been prosecuted so far?
What I'll do is to actually accurately send you the information so that you can, should I say, be able
but
to.
The numbers huge.
Well, I mean, if you are talking numbers, you may be talking in the region of maybe 30 cases, for BC and WAS. And if you were to talk about the carryovers, so you are talking about cases in the region of 30 cases that, some would have been dealt with, others, still ongoing.
What's your question going forward?
Going forward, my caution to candidates and also some non-candidates who have made it their stock in trade to do business with, in the arena of examination malpractice, my caution is that stand well, because WAEC will not let you rest if you will also not, stop this illegal or these illegal activities. Be sure that we are ready for you this year as well.